some fruitcake, and I'm not trying to be mean about it, but he's obviously insane, dressed up in a superhero's outfit with a plastic rubber skull mask and a Captain America suit, and went running into the Bohemian Grove with several automatic weapons, crossbows, swords, you name it, hunting down people and supposedly, you know, engaging in human sacrifice. And he admits that he knew that the world leaders weren't there at that time, that they're only there in late July. And then he tried to, according to press reports, and supposedly he has confessed to all this, tried to set fire to some of the camp areas. Some of the camp security saw him in the skull mask and the Captain America outfit and thought, this person's obviously completely insane. And they went and called the SWAT team, and so they show up in their black ski mask to confront the guy in the skull mask, a bunch of clowns, and he gives up and then starts saying, I heard about this on the Alex Jones radio show and saw it in his documentary film. And then suddenly there's all these headlines. Alex Jones says there's sacrifices, and this mentally, you know, deranged person acted on it, went in there with the plans to hurt people. Number one, I condemn what he did. Number two, it's very suspicious that the guy's a former Marine and admits that that he knew that nobody was there, you know, that the world leaders weren't there, but still went there with plans to kill. All of this is bizarre.
He moved out there to do this thing, and I didn't even know what the right date was.
Well, no, he moved out there to do this.
He was from Austin, too.
Yeah, he was from Austin, and he planned this for years. And then he gets out there, and no, he admits in the articles he knew that the world leaders weren't there. So the whole thing looks like an operation, a psyop, psychological warfare operation to discredit what we're doing. All we did was go shoot video of what actually happened. And that was world leaders engaging in mock human sacrifice. We don't know if it was real. They claim it was a mock human sacrifice. But even the Bohemian Grove Action Network admits, who protested it for the last 20 years, that it is a mock human sacrifice in the news reports. So we put this report out, and then suddenly it's all over the newspapers, from the San Francisco Chronicle to Reuters to the Press Democrat, that Alex Jones says that they're sacrificing people inside the Bohemian Grove, when all I reported on was the facts of the video we shot inside, that they're engaging in mock human sacrifices. So, and now there's this obviously mentally deranged person running around in this skull mask in a Captain America outfit doing all this stuff, claiming that he got the idea to do it from watching my TV show and listening to my radio show. And then suddenly there are these headlines saying Alex Jones says they're sacrificing people, and I'm demanding that the Press Democrat especially and others go back and read my website, watch my video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and find out that I never said that. I said mock human sacrifice. So it's very important to have it on the record. What did the New York Observer report in 2001? What did Fox News report in 2001 and ABC News? That it's Skull and Bones at Yale, where the children of these elite families go. Mr. Rosenbaum caught it on tape, the mock human sacrifice of young women with blood spraying out of their throats. Now, this was in the New York Observer, Fox News, ABC. Again, mock human sacrifice. But we have to ask ourselves, why are these world leaders engaging in mock throat slitting and all the rest of this? And could it be real?
Haven't you made a lot of comments, though, about disappearing children and stuff like that around the area?
Yes. In fact, Senator DeCamp, a top Republican, wrote the Franklin cover-up, and the state of Utah actually had an investigation, as well as the state of Nebraska. And a state investigator from Nebraska was murdered while investigating this, and multiple children claimed that one of the top Republican fundraisers, Larry King, not to be confused with the CNN Larry King, was transshipping him by plane to the Bohemian Grove, and were describing it. Now, this is back in the 80s, and this is Senator DeCamp, a well-respected lawyer, and he wrote the book, and it stands, and he's never been sued. In fact, he sued a big Nebraska newspaper when they said that he was making this up, and he won in court. So that's the facts. I mean,
What do you know about this guy? Tell me about what you know about this guy from Access TV, this guy that broke into Bohemian Grove.
All we know is about 6 months ago, we started seeing these color comic books laying around at Access that showed a guy in a Captain America outfit, red, white, and blue, with a skull mask on. You know, it was hand-drawn comic books. Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, color?
It was color.
Yeah.
And it said Infowars.com on the back. So I walked in one day about 6 months ago, and Ross behind the desk goes, "Hey, man, check these out. They're pretty cool." I'm like, "Whoa, wow, so we put a lot of trouble." So they were hand-done. And
was he mass-producing them?
No, these were hand-done. It was like 10 of them. And I saw him a few other times, some later editions. I never met the guy. I haven't seen the show. I'm told he showed up on another show and went on somebody else's Access show and showed his artwork and stuff. And I'm still trying to get a hold of that tape. But I'm just very thankful. I mean, if you put anything on the web, Kevin, it's this. I'm very thankful that no one was hurt and that none of the police or Mr. McCaslin or any of the security guards at Bohemian Grove were hurt. All we ever put out on the website, on radio, and on TV is that they're engaging in mock human sacrifice, just like they are at Skull and Bones, which Fox News, ABC, and the New York Observer have reported. The New York Observer reporter actually caught video of this and aired on Fox and ABC. And I want to know why world leaders are engaging in mock human sacrifices and engaging in Satan worship, which they admit they do at Skull and Bones, and laying coffins full of Nazi paraphernalia. I mean, that's been in Esquire magazine. I want to know why they're doing that. I mean, if my neighbor was doing this, I wouldn't let him babysit my child or walk my dog. But now the guys that control the big red button, who are making the decisions, are running around in the woods in red and black Ku Klux Klan robes, engaging in mock human sacrifice. It's a big concern. But I don't want what we've done here being discredited by this guy in a crazy outfit with a plastic skull mask and a Captain America outfit running around.
Well, if you can make one comment to what was his first name?
Mr. McCaslin.
Mr. McCaslin, if you can make a comment to McCaslin, what would it be?
I don't know. I think he's probably a federal agent. Frankly, I think this is probably all a stage deal to discredit what we've been doing. I mean, you couldn't think of something more ridiculous—a Captain America outfit with a rubber skull mask with all these guns and crossbows and swords and daggers.
But don't you think that if he would have if they were going to go that far, that they would have gone far enough to actually engage in a firefight to make it look hard on the worst?
I don't know, and I'm not sure that's what's happening here, but it still has that effect. I mean, he says he plans this for over a year in the newspaper, in his confession to the newspaper, and then he goes out and goes there when no one's there except for security and admits that he knew that. And then he tries to set fire to a structure, and the whole thing's insane. Either he's completely insane or this is a complex psychological warfare operation. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here.